Praise Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, 9th of August 2015, a Sunday. Christ's love makes me overcome. The love that Christ has for me makes me overcome. Today is Sunday. As I said many times, many people just go to church, think they have done their chores or their duty to God. God is a God that loves you. God Almighty loves you. He is not looking for duty from you. He is asking you to do things for our own sake. When he tells me to keep commandments, it's so that I won't get into trouble. Because there's another player in town, that's the devil. He has no powers, but he can fool us, confuse us, seduce our minds, makes us believe things that are wrong, do wrong things believing that they are right, doing wrong things believing that's the only way, not trusting Christ, and putting our faith in the world, a fallen nature, putting our faith in things that a human being cannot solve because we do not get our hearts and mind to believe God. Now we know for sure now, God is in us. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior and Master, God is in you. The fullness of God is in you. Every cell is flooded every cell in our body. Now, one of the problems that we face, I used to face before I came to the Lord, and I was also tempted many times to do this wrong thing, that is, using the tongue, using my mouth to speak wrong rubbish, using the tongue. That's why the Proverbs says, Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue has power over life and death. Those who indulge in it must eat its fruit. That means if you indulge in the life-giving words and you keep talking about life-giving words, you'll eat its fruit, fruit of life. If you indulge in the death-giving words, words that give death, causes harm, causes hatred, causes anger, then we'll indulge in that, we'll eat its fruit, that is fruit of death. Now, as usual, I've told you all, the Old Testament, Proverbs is from the Old Testament. It tells you what it do and all that, but there's no power how to do it. But in Christ, the New Testament gives us power to speak life. Under the Old Testament, we can try and try, but without the power of Christ, our heart and mind was controlling us and we will respond badly. But in Christ, you can overcome, you have overcome, God has overcome for you, Christ has overcome the world and your tongue for you. Now you have to believe that and execute. Now remember, whatever you speak, rubbish comes out. First of all, God has said, from the abundance of your heart, the mouth will speak. That means we have to go back and see, hey, these are things sitting in my heart. Hey, this mouth is speaking. Whatever spoken means, immediately see, is it sitting in your heart? That means the heart has to be cleaned and changed. But how to do that? Therefore, Jesus says, by renewing in the spirit of your mind. We must renew the spirit of our mind. How to do that? By the power of living God. By the power that's already working in you. The power of Christ. By washing of the water. By the word. We have to use the word of God to wash our mind, and then the mind will have the good trees, the thorn bushes all will be destroyed, and then the heart. Heart has also got a brain, as you all know. Go and see, listen to the trees of mind. And the heart also now will change and will have good thoughts, and both have good trees, and when we begin to speak, good things will come out, and our life, your life, will get better and better, all by talking. But remember, people may say it's ridiculous. What do you mean by talking you become good? Hey, the world, the universe was framed by God's word. God spoke and the earth was formed and the heavens were formed. It's all speaking. Speaking is critical. Speaking is important. Speaking gives life or death. Jesus Christ cursed the fig tree and from the root it began to decay and destroy it. You're speaking. Speech is important. Now, many times, we don't understand how we cause our self-harm. Now, I'm going to give an example of what happened to me. Those days, I have false beliefs that will say, okay, I can motivate a fella if I whack him by saying, you're a stupid fella. don't do this, you're stupid if you do this, or something, then I'm believing that this chap will stop being stupid and do something right. But it doesn't work that way. Now I know, once I came to the Lord, now I know it doesn't work that way. In fact, I'm sending curses out. Now, so let's say 4 or 5 people who are working under me, I did something to them, told them, or fired them, or cursed them, or whatever. I used to do all kinds of rubbish, as you all know. Now, I forget. I think, you remember, if we did, let's say we told some rubbish or spoke some rubbish to 5 people differently. Some anger, some hatred, some curses, some derogatory things, man, ridicule them, or whatever. 5 different people I spoke today, let's say. The first one I spoke, and I said, you are a fool, you are stupid, or something. Second fellow, I said, you are an idiot. You will never do anything. You will never succeed. You will do this. The third fellow, hey, I'm fed up with you. I'm fed up with you. You are rubbish. You're causing me trouble. You're causing me trouble. You are causing me trouble. Now, many Christians will say to the children, you're troublesome. You're giving trouble to me. You're not changing. You're doing the same thing to your children. Remember, I've done it before. So anybody saying they didn't do it, you are an angel, so good for you. But I'm telling you, I've done it before. So now, but I've done all this stupidly, ignorantly. And then my Jesus, loving Jesus, came and took control of my life. And then I begin to speak good things, prospering things. Now, these speeches, these words we speak, you can imagine like that you are in a pond. In a pond, you are in a pond, not a pool, in a pond. Let's say you are in the pond, and you threw a stone in the middle of the pond, but you're still in the pond. But your stone is now gone. You're near the edge of the pond. You throw a stone, the stone drops in the middle of the pond. And then there'll be ripples of water. And the ripple goes. Finally, the ripple will touch you because you're still in the pond. Just like a nuclear bomb. A nuclear bomb is put somewhere miles away. Bang! And the nuclear explosion, the damage, the force, the power will come just like the pond and touch so many, destroy so many things miles around. Now, if you take thought about this, let us say we sent one curse word and say you're stupid or something and you're never good something. That stone you've dropped and you think you're dropped on that person, but you are still near the person. We are still in the spiritual pond. We are in a pond that is a spirit pond. Everything is spirit around us. Life is spirit. We are in a spiritual form. That is why, remember, I've told you all before, the Russian scientists took a glass of water, divided into two, put one frequency in half that water in one glass here, and sent the other glass thousands of miles away. So when they put a frequency sound inside this water, thousands of miles here, thousands of miles away, that water receives the frequency at the same time. They were amazed and shocked because it's all connected in the spirit. Now, let's look at ourselves. We speak rubbish. Let's say, you are rubbish. You will never amount to anything. You are giving trouble. Now, that ripple is coming and will touch you, will touch me because I'm in the pond. I'm in the spiritual pond. Now, like a nuclear bomb, boom, and it now whacked me. Now, the person who's whacked goes away. Now, 1 hour later, I do whack somebody else. Bang, something. That bomb also touches me. 5-6 times in a day when I do to 5-6 different people, 5-6 times a nuclear bomb has touched me in the spiritual plane. That is why God says the tongue has power over life and death. The life and death has power. The power of that life and death is in the tongue. And who indulge in it, who do this, will eat its fruit, either life fruit or death fruit. Now, can you imagine this? Now, every time we speak, we better remember, every cell of your body is flooded with the rubbish you spoke. Oh, I am never be able to pay my bills. Oh, the economy is so bad because you're sitting with a few people in your office and all talking economy went bad. Oh, they raised the petrol today. They raised the petrol today. Petrol price gone up. Oh, how am I going to survive? How am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to... Bang, 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 bang. The nuclear bombs are being put. And it's flooding you. Hey, brother, sister, let's wise up. We are overcomers. God has already overcome the world. Our dependency is not on the world. We depend on Christ. And Christ has always seen me through. It's always seen the others who have learned this and doing this through. Millions have benefited from this word of God. The word of God is the power of life and death are in the tongue. That word of God. Millions have benefited over using the blood of Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ, and meditating on his word. Now, all we have to do is, look, millions before us and millions after us will all benefit. Before us, millions already benefited from Jesus Christ. Now it's our turn to benefit. We are still here. So what do we do with this tongue? We have to do what we... When Jesus spoke, when the word spoke and the earth was formed, and Jesus spoke and the fig tree dies. I speak and something good will form, or I speak, something will die. When you speak, something good is formed, or when you speak rubbish, something dies. So that is why even when people say something against you, you know God's love is filled in you. You are worth. You are worth. So I will act as I am worth. What does a prince do? A child of a king. He is not afraid. He will speak well. He will speak caringly because a good king and a good prince will be benevolent, will be caring. And ours is a king of kings. And we are his children. So we are prince and princesses, actually prince, what do you call, we are spirit man, our spirit man, prince, we are Father God's children. How must we speak? And we better understand, we speak wrong. We are in the same pool. We are in the pond. We are in the spiritual pond. That nuclear wave is attacking us also when you throw rubbish, when a destructive force, it touches every cell of our body. Restoring. A life-giving thing we speak also touches our body. So when people speak bad, therefore I will not return evil for evil. I will return good for evil. I will return every evil with good. They say something wrong. If I'm unable to control myself, because I'll begin to meditate daily in the name of Jesus Christ, I control my tongue to speak only good things. If there's nothing good to speak, I don't speak. And I may exercise some things like this. Some people say, count to 501. 102, 103, 104, 105. Only then speak. Not brup, 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 speak. Kill, kill, kill. You speak, speak, speak. You die, die, die. This is what's actually happening. People are destroying their own lives, even in Christ. Because they don't use the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the name of Jesus Christ to control this tongue. Now God is saying in 2 Peter 1, 5 to 7, to virtue, add knowledge. To knowledge, add self-control. To self-control, add patience and endurance. And then, from there, you'll add godliness. Godliness, God-likeness. In Galatians 5, 22-23, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit. Oh, we receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, our speech must attend to one of these. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility and self-control. Now our speech must contain this. Now when our speech begins to contain this, we are speaking life and the force that is touching us is life. The ripple in the pond is coming back and touching us. Every cell of our body is bathed with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility and self-control. When we begin to do this and this, again and again and again, we practice, we meditate, we talk, we command heart and mind, and we remember our Lord Jesus Christ lives in me, God lives in me, God is flooded in me, love of God is flooded in me, I am worth it to the Creator of heaven and earth. He says, I love you, I am worth, I will act as this child, I will act as his child. Why? I am his child. I must act as his child. I will not blaspheme his name. I will not make his name go bad. In Jesus' name, I pray. Brothers and sisters, let's do this from today. Your life will prosper. This is a guarantee from God. Your life will prosper. Amen.